No. No, and then I appreciate the apprehension that you seem to have shown when you asked that question. No. Everybody's got the same game time decisions now.
Didn't change in that elimination game.
Well, the weight of it, sure. I mean, the result is can be final. So there's pressure in every game. It changes as you go through a series, and there's pressure on St. Louis as well. They don't want to go back to Winnipeg. So, but it's clean in an elimination game. There's no tomorrow. So you, in some ways, I think sometimes it's a little bit freeing. You can, if you harness it right, you can get out and play with a little extra. I think it goes to what you're talking about. I'm not sure that the hockey changes all that much, to be quite honest with you. The hockey doesn't necessarily get better as the playoffs go on. I mean, but it's the, you know, in games 2 and 3, if there's 8 minutes left to go, there's lots of tension on the bench if you're up one or down one. And if you're in an elimination game, it's a little tighter.
I don't know if this is a broad question, but what's special about this group? Everyone in there thinks you can win these two games and move on. They've won a lot of games together.
I think we are in a different place than we were a year ago. We just hadn't been in anything remotely close to these kind of games. And now this is a team that's still young, but it's got playoff games and enough anyway that they know how this game is going to feel, know how to handle their afternoon.
They all know that the window doesn't necessarily slam closed, but some years it's more open than others. But
well, sure. But, you know, I mean, that's a funny thing, right? Like, is there a team playing better than Colorado right now, right? I mean, they're playing clearly better than Tampa was. So is that an easier they should do? That's the fool's gold here. This isn't going to get any easier, right? The idea that if you win 62 games, you're feeling like you're in a place to go on a long run. But there's a lot of division leaders that are in tighter series or lost them.
What do you remember in that Game 7 going into Nashville last year, coming off of what would have been a very disappointing Game 6 on home ice, and just maybe the mood of the day that day?
Yeah, we got beat 4-0, I think, on an empty net in Game 6. And it was that feeling, we got to go back now. But by the time we had gotten to the game, so at post-game, it's a terrible place to be in that room. And then the next day, there's tension, but you start to build. And by the time we got to Game 7, I mean, we're going out there and they're smiling, they're excited, and we're just trying to recreate that now.
How has the coach's challenge changed the way I use timeouts, just as a general rule, not necessarily the last game specifically, but as a general rule?
I don't think it has. There's not as much value in the timeout as there was maybe 15, 20 years ago. We get you know, 6 minutes in a period. Everybody's got, I mean, I know some people draw it on the board and got their play, but we've talked about it or run it 1,000 times. It's almost a version of your power play anyway. So you don't need it to say, hey, you know what, this is game 6, elimination game. Let's try this tonight. Here's something new for you. So you're, because of the cost of a goal, if you think you're challenging, you're never saying to yourself, but I'm going to lose my timeout. You're going right on the situation.
What about when you're down? I mean, for the situation you're up 2-0 and tired. Did you consider one at 2-2 last game?
No, I didn't, because I knew the result. So when they said that the player was pushed in by our player, had there not been a delayed call on it, I might have rethought, but they obviously didn't like what happened as he goes into our goaltender because they had a delayed call on it. So there was nothing there.
Done the whole mice thing to death, but the NHL put out a stat today saying that never in Stanley Cup playoff history has the first 6 games of a series gone to the visiting team.
This is a different series, isn't it? Because we feel good about the wins and bad about the losses, but if you couldn't find the result, if you never got to see the puck crossing the line, it's just too even. it doesn't feel like it matters on our bench here or road. There's no, the road team doesn't have an advantage. They're just tightly played games for me, and that's the way they've played out. It's not a, hey, great, we get to go back to St. Louis, so we're guaranteed win night. It's on the road. There's none of that. These things are all one-shot games, and both teams know it.
You said before that that you like the idea of continuing to push even with the lead and playing aggressive as you would play just hockey.
Yeah.
Is there anything extra that you have to say about that in a game six should you get up?
So you're an analytics guy. You would take a look and know that all of them for St. Louis will tell you that you don't want to spend time in your end, which would be true of us, right? So neither one of us, I think we're at 549, they're at 540. The slot shot is what's been killing both teams. So the only, if you're going to sit back in any one of these games, you're playing in your own end, and that's a recipe for disaster, right? You've got to keep the puck out. So we wouldn't change now our attitude toward it over the last 2 years in a game six, no.